This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I am John W. Spring here. We have a full hour. And by the way, lately we have had fewer calls than usual, but I want them. Because the most important thing is the pathway to your spirit being open to the truth is to ask questions. For example, one of the primary questions you ask when my little grandson is waking up to realize he's a person now. He's 4 and a half, almost 5 months. And he's so surprised, like, I'm alive. I'm interacting with my dad who's spoiling me, my mom. And my relatives, my grandma, Nana, that's my wife, Michelle. And when people, the first question people ask is, why am I here? What is this? What am I, a man, a woman, a boy, or girl? What kind of world do I live in? What is the purpose of me living this life? Am I here to be a highly evolved, you know, being based on previous life forms? Or is there a higher purpose to that? And when you start asking these questions and you get answers, now, the logic of mankind tries to find a logical excuse or answer to that. But really, spirit knowledge transcends what we call human logic. You know what I mean by that? And
yes,
in other words, in some ways it's simpler, but in some ways it's actually completely lateral to what you would think. For example, if you take a Luciferic view about it, in order to achieve a goal, you do is pull good and evil, which means all the secret orders on earth, and most religions that are infiltrated or political systems, believe in oppositional powers. That's why you have a police system and a military, and you have executive branch, legislative, and judicial branch. Those are not Christian. Those are Luciferic principles of oppositional power. And that takes basically people as like, it says, well, people are not really spirit beings created by God to be elevated at some point in their future development during their life or after their life. But they're basically animals to be corralled and herded and eventually controlled. And that's, of course, what the globalists want to do eventually is provide a socialized health care, just like Klaus Schwab says, and that we will have nothing in the future and we'll be happy for it because they can turn on the happy centers of our brain and says, yes, I'm eating bug carcasses instead of steak. Yes, I'm eating slop instead of really clean water. Yes, I have a shortened lifespan. I'm smiling and I'm happy in my little cubicle with virtual walls instead of a nice big apartment or even breathing outside air. I'm happy because I'm a controlled biological specimen where I have certain cybernetic connections to my friends. I don't have to dial them up on the phone or cell phone. I can dial them up with a mind connect with my implantable brain chip or helmet that I wear so I can connect the consciousness to someone else. That's what they want to do, and you have to understand that's their actual objective, is not to, they're trying to ape God in the physical world rather than actually recognize the fact that, number one, there's no such thing as reincarnation. If you connect with other beings, both physical human beings in the past, present, or future, and in fact, if you talk to somebody who's an expert on and regressive analysis of people that are reincarnated, 40% of the people reincarnated are from the future, and they're not even human what they're, quote, reincarnated from. Okay, that's what they say, okay? If you start looking at all the ancient books, like the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishad, and the Book of the Dead, the Uranian Book, etc., which I have, you realize each is different fragments of, either they're some fragment of truth often twisted with lies, or they're logic of the human brain and imposed upon it. But if you get spirit words from God, it's actually pretty straightforward. The purpose of God is that we live in not only the universe, but they call it the uterus, where God's going to birth us because we're embryos, spiritual embryos, no matter you're 60 years of age, 70 years of age, or 7 years of age, to be birthed into a higher level of human existence where we connect to each other and where we connect to the Creator God. Now, if you're a total connectivity, act like an organism, think of it this way. If we recognize we're a different cell, say, in the right hand, we wouldn't hit the left hand because the left hand is part of our body. We wouldn't strike ourselves in the face because we'd feel the pain of doing that, and we maybe cause injury. So the lack of a total empathic connectivity to each other and to nature is the reason why we have to have laws and military forces and evil and oppositional powers, because we're not empathically connected to each other, which is what we have to do. In other words, the whole purpose of Jesus is to transform us from a self-centered, goal-directed being, which is Satan, into an empathic being connected to each other, where we're basically, that's why the smallest unit of that empathicness is a family, a husband, a wife, and children. The family is the unit of God's creation of societies. So when you destroy the family, like the globalists want to do, like Klaus Schwab and so on, you destroy the idea. So when you look at the vaccines, for example, and this one here, this latest one, I'm going to play this for just a minute. It's not that long. It's a guy who was actually successful with his cancer treatments, but he's got oral vaccines developed against the various components. So I'll just play it for a second, then we're going to comment on this, okay?
A biotech company here in Southern California is developing a vaccine that's designed not only to block the virus, like the vaccines that we have now, but it could also kill it. NBC4's McCullough Medina has more.
I talked to the billionaire doctor behind it all, who says he's working to deliver the new vaccine not by a shot, but as a pill.
We're treating the treatment of COVID like we think about treating cancer.
Dr. Patrick Sumjung, the scientist known for his breakthrough cancer treatment, who owns the El Segundo company, Immunity Bio, as well as the LA Times, could be on the verge of a breakthrough.
We wanted to kill the cell that's making the virus.
The doctor's vaccine in stage one trials right now actually targets two parts of the COVID virus, a protein known as nucleocapsid, which COVID uses to infect their host, as well as a so-called spike protein that's being used in current vaccines right now to block the virus. By targeting both, and especially the nucleocapsid, the vaccine recruits B cells and T cells to recognize and kill the virus.
You've got to kill this virus from outside in and by killing the factory. If you can kill that factory, you stop the replication, you stop the transmission, you stop the disease.
It's already worked in primates. In a study now published, the vaccine induced a stronger immune response and boosted those vaccine recruited T cells.
We were able to not only block the viruses, but we were able to kill the factory within days.
Sumjung says viruses, plural, because the vaccine method attacks all the known variants, especially the South African mutation that doctors are most worried about.
Now, I think that's enough to cover it for now. John, one of the things I want people to do is ask questions, because God is giving me the pleasure and the purpose to actually have answers.
I have one for you right now, Dr.
Yeah,
Neal.
And I want you to ask a tough question, because I think it's important when you start getting what we call questions that give you a response on the technical side and the spiritual side, people then have hope. And when they hope, it realizes, for example, down in Australia, and we have some contacts there that I'm through Greg Catton, I talked to yesterday. He's got an attorney there in his 70s who wants to contact me about my things like the prayer wheel and so on, because the people down there are pretty hopeless. And we understand, why did they get to a state of hopelessness? And I'd like you to go with your question first. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I have a friend who, because the COVID, I'm sorry, because the EDUCAP is not yet available to the public, tomorrow he will have to take the shot. And if he does not take the shot, he will lose his job. And that means that he and his family are going to become homeless. They're not going to be able to pay the rent. What do I tell them? How do I advise them in this situation?
Okay, there's three cartridges, okay? You have the witness box, the voter box, and the cartridge box for weapons.
And we just and have those, tomorrow. No.
Yeah, and all you have to do file a pro se litigant action. You need to file a letter, say, I have a legal action coming against you because I have, according to the Constitution, a right to control my body. So no employer or the federal or state government can say, I'm going to remove you from employment because you won't take the vaccine. Now, the three things about the vaccine that are very important to understand that's come down true. They first would try to tell us a lie that if you took the vaccine, it would stop the plague spreading. It would stop the spreadable state of someone who's been vaccinated, which we've now proven is not true. In fact, here's the story, and I saw a good analogy on Highwire, of the guy that does it for Dell Bigtree. And he said, look, if you've been vaccinated, you grow a lot more virus in your airway than even normal because you'd otherwise be sick. But then you're a super spreader. In other words, vaccinated people are super spreaders. They'll grow more virus and spread to more people than unvaccinated. And if you have natural immunity, which is around 120 million Americans of natural immunity, you don't need to worry about dying of the infection or getting seriously infected because they have natural T-cell and B-cell immunity. So the whole thesis behind the idea of forced vaccination to make the population safer is logically incorrect, okay? It's like if you have a vaccine that totally protects you, why would you be worried about me being unvaccinated and spreading it to you? Now, the fact is, the lie is that the vaccinations not only stop you from being a super spreader, but they make you a super spreader. So if he presents these facts that I've just given to you now, and he says that I'll take legal action against you and you're violating me and I'm going to fine you a large filing fee for violating my civil rights, then maybe they'll back off because they should realize what the government's doing is they're doing something that's unprecedented. In previous times when a number of people died or got sick, they stopped their vaccine things, you know, back in the 70s and 80s and so on with various military and other vaccines.
Yeah, with the swine flu, yeah.
Right. So what you have to understand is they're trying to push it, and they're basically the worst virus is not the coronavirus or the vaccines, it's the virus of fear. The virus of domination. You have to say no, but say it in a proper way, like what I just presented now, and if you need something, take the transcript of what I said and present it to them and say, you're going to be sued and I'm going to get a lot of money.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com. First line of
so, John, I mean, the problem is I've been speaking for a long time about the actual solutions to the problem. The first thing is, number one, we have to have file people pro se litigant action. We also have people that start to come together as a way to call a collective or a leaf. So, for example, in my 8-home gay community, they all know that I've got a 5-kilowatt generator here and 8,500 watts, and I'm going to soon have backup Tesla batteries for my system, and I have a greenhouse, which my son is coming back, and he's going to be running that greenhouse, and we have fruit and nut trees, and we're putting some more trees in our yard, in our front yard. So we have fruit and whatever in season year round. Okay? Now, we also have a place where I already did radar, so if I want to put a well down, I can put a well down there, and I have a well, and I have a pool. So I'm still going to have water, too, and I know how to extract water from the air, too, because although there's pretty high humidity here, especially in the morning here in Southern California, you can actually pull quite a bit of water out of the air using a proper dehumidification system right out of the air. So what I want people to understand is you have to prepare. You have to prepare, like, as a group, and you have to realize it's not maybe going to happen. Just look at what's going on in Australia. They're giving us advance notice that this is what we want to do to you, but how do you deal with 105 million Americans with half a billion guns? And how do you convince them that you're going to get away with this crap when you got this whining, demented idiot, Joe Biden, who's trying to see if he can pass laws and put this giant budget to turn us all into socialists? So basically, he's going to make everything free. Now, he wants to get into your bank account, so anything over $600. The problem is, you see, we have the right to actually file legal actions. And if everybody listened to me, got the How to Win in Court course, and file pro litigation actions at multiple levels, don't get into my banking records, don't force me to be vaccinated, don't teach my kids critical race theory, don't tell parents that they're terrorists because they oppose it and get the Department of Justice to harass them, don't tell me to shut the hell up and walk away, don't tell me that my doctor cannot give me proper treatment because I'm not vaccinated, so he's going to give me lethal treatment to kill me in the intensive care unit. Don't tell me that doctors are not serial murderers when they are. Don't tell me that Big Pharma has always got my best interest when they're trying to make sure they pre-embalm me. Okay? Now.
Okay. I'd like here's another question. I'd like
Go ahead.
In filing a legal action, I was thinking initially of just having it written in terms of him losing his job if he did not take the shot. But should he also extend it to include members of his family being forced to take the shots at school?
Of course. And you can do multiple actions, okay? The first one I would recommend, number one, is go against the employer or whatever, and I'd also then go file a legal action against the vaccine company and against the government that allows this action to happen, the federal government. For example, we need thousands of prosecuted litigation actions against Joe Biden and against the federal government and the Department of Health and, for example, the Center for Disease Creation, I call it CDC. That's why a lot of these people are leaving these organizations. They realize all hell is going to break loose because people are going to reach the end of what we call fed-up zone. Even in Australia where they have no guns, you cannot police a nation of 25 million people where you finally make it so awful they can't even go to get groceries, leave their home, and you literally want to starve them to death if they aren't vaccinated. You can't force vaccinate people at gunpoint when finally you're going to have thousands of people jumping the troops and so on, and eventually the police themselves should realize they're going to have a very short half-life because once the public finally decides that they're going to start killing the police and the military or corralling them to a position where they can't even escape, it's going to be impossible for them to police them. And I know that, you know, in that asymmetric world, it'd take a lot more destruction and death. But, you know, the thing is here we have a kind of an advance warning on that. We've had already to fight for our liberty in the past here, not only in America, but worldwide. We've had previous attempts to, for example, turn us into a socialism. Like in the Second World War, remember, our president at the time tried to make us a socialist country back 65, 70 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We see this as previous attempts to do that during, you know, previous, you know, administrations here in America. Look at Barack Obama. I call, you know, his name Barack, means lightning falling from heaven. He's a Satanist, okay? He's a monster. Look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton selling technology to the Chinese for supercomputers,
yes.
Nuclear technology, and even setting up some of the initial labs in Wuhan that were actually later moved from Iraq to Wuhan to set up the bioweapons facilities and so on under people like Fauci, whose name means scythe. He's like a scythe for the end-time killer of humanity. Why are these people breathing our air and not in prison? I don't know. If people file prosecuted litigation action against Fauci, they've seized, for example, George Soros, all his assets. They file prosecuted litigation action and all the politicians they're trying to subjugate us, like this so-called now non-elected but appointed governor of the state of New York. And she's out there going crazy, thinking all of a sudden she's now kind of religious high priestess, telling us that, you know, you better be vaccinated because God told her this is what you got to do, and if you obey her, you're being a good Christian. Holy cripes. She's actually trying to be a high priestess of a satanic religion, telling us get vaccinated and die for it to save your brother or sister when it doesn't prevent the virus from spreading. In fact, she makes you a super spreader. You have to understand what's going on here. Godlessness begets death. Now, I want to spread the fact of saying, damn well listen to Dr. Deagle. When I said, get the freaking pro se litigant. Don't just follow. I want a religious exemption. They'll just say, forget you, man. You file a legal action to seize their property, their home, their boat, their car, their corporation business, and so on. You file legal actions to actually remove or depose people, remove them from government, and have an injunction to actually remove them from government. Guess what? They're going to freaking wake up because you can file pro se litigant actions in many different areas. So the first thing we need to do besides prepping is pro se. Okay? Pro se is first, prep is next, and most important of all is pray and actually proceed. But people don't do that. They don't listen to me. And I keep on telling them, you know, and if you have a question, if you don't do these things, it's like a formula to survival. You know, right now, how many people out there have 2 months of food, water, and everything ready in case society shuts down? Let's say that they, no more grocery stores, boom, we're done. And you can see Joe Biden actually laying it out, so he's trying to actually shut down food supplies and distribution. Look at all the places where we don't even have enough people that are able to unload the trucks and the ships and so on. So now they're even not able to do it, and the chain of distribution is literally locking right up. And they're compounding it by these new laws they want to put in place,
yeah.
like vaccine laws. These aren't to try to make things better. They're to make sure they make things a hell of a lot worse. They're taking a minor virus, less serious than the flu, putting a toxic vaccine's a killer on top of it, and putting toxic laws in place that the lockdowns itself will kill many times more than the virus ever did.
Of course. Yeah.
Now, if you don't get that, and you think, well, I think that's just your opinion, one of the things that I like to always convince people, whether it's talking to my own family or talking to somebody else, I don't like to speak in opinions. I like to speak in facts and evidence and logic. And when I speak in facts, evidence, and logic, it's not open to your goddamned opinion. It's like saying, if you look at my face, I'm not a black man, I'm a white man. If you look at my height, I'm not 7 foot tall, I'm 5 foot nine and a half, okay? If you look at my IQ, it's over 200. It's not like I'm not a dummy. I'm not bipolar depressed. I've never been in a psychiatric hospital, never been depressed. So when I state facts, they're not open to opinion. And they can be proven with articles, research, labs, imaging studies, and so on. Some people say, well, you can't prove what you're saying. Yeah, I can, actually. And then it's not open to your goddamned opinion. Now, the problem is people think they have a right to an opinion about facts. And this is something I've seen in the educational institutions. They think everything is opinion-related. In other words, whether you believe a certain political or other system, it's all just your opinion. No, it's not. Okay, that's why God and the Bible is always true. So if you've been measured up against the Bible, and the Bible says, I agree with Deagle, you got to take it to the bank, okay? It's over.
Yeah.
Pro se litigant action. You can't just file complaints. You got to file a pro se.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in North Texas say the suspect in today's school shooting west of Dallas is under arrest. Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby making the announcement.
The good news is our suspect is in custody. Timothy Simpkins is in custody. He is currently in the police station.
Colby saying all three of the victims are okay, but a 15-year-old is in critical condition. The shooting happening this morning at Timberview High School in Arlington. Senate Republicans are ripping the Biden administration over the situation at the southern border.
Because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to enforce the law, we are seeing the highest rate of illegal immigration in 21 years.
During a Capitol event, Texas Republican Ted Cruz saying ongoing surges have prompted a humanitarian disaster. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The United States pays its bills. It's who we are, it's who we've been, it's who we're going to continue to be, God willing.
That's how President Biden opened a virtual White House meeting with business leaders on Wednesday. Biden again pushing the Senate to extend the debt limit to head off an economic catastrophe on October 18th.
It's a meteor headed to crash into our economy. We should all want to stop it. Stop it immediately. This shouldn't be partisan.
Republicans continue to argue Democrats control the Senate, House, and presidency and can find a way to do it alone. The WHO is signing off on a new vaccine to prevent one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases. They've endorsed the first ever vaccine for malaria, which is behind the deaths of roughly 500,000 people a year. Most of those deaths are reported in sub-Saharan Africa, and many of them are among children. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dr. Wallace.
Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video.
John, I have a picture up of Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Rubio. I'll just leave it up there while we're talking. Now, people say, well, why would they take it out in April? It's because over the last few years, I've been seeing a lot of comments and videos over the fact that that they used my name because they knew they kind of saw through the future, and they knew that Dr. Deagle was not going to be a minor player. You know, I'm destined to be much, much greater in terms of importance than Alex Jones or Mike Adams or any of these other people, because I actually have solutions. I have the spiritual solutions, like the prayer wheel. I have the technical solutions, like the first-line defense kit and the vaccine pre- and post-rescue immunosupport kit right now. And I will soon have the EDGACAP. And once we get this one-page document out and we file for final patents, it's going to be far superior to the thing that owns the L.A. sport team and so on that wants this oral vaccine we talked about a few minutes ago. What you have to understand is that there's some things that are extremely unique about me compared to any other living human being on the earth. So it's not because I'm wonderful. It's because I died multiple times and was brought back from the dead. I've been to heaven, okay? I'm not like people that I've had near-death experiences that are very minor. Mine's pretty profound. I mean, I'll give an example of how much different it is from the thousands of people I've resuscitated. Over my career, I probably resuscitated about 10,000 people. That's a lot. And of those people, I would say 25% of them had pretty profound near-death experiences lasting minutes, where they were in a different part of the continent talking to their relatives, or they saw their relatives coming for them to go into heaven and all this stuff. Or they actually thought they were going to be burning in hell because they thought they were being exposed to judgment, which is destruction and annihilation. Now, mine was quite different. I went down the tunnel of light, I went to Jesus, and God actually showed me the future, which is where it's happening right now, and the future heading toward the kind of destruction which is very likely going to happen if we don't avert it. For example, the exchange of thermonuclear weapons with Russia, which is likely to happen if we don't get peace. I would like to actually donate to these countries, including Russia, my EDGACAP, and all I want to do is say, I will treat your people, but you give me a fee for licensing and pay me so much, just whatever you feel is reasonable, to make the EDGACAP for your population. That way we can make sure everybody on Earth gets it. We also can modify this EDGACAP technology for any future additional or other pathogens that are out there, including other viruses are killing people. For example, more people die every day of malaria and West Nile virus than die of any other illness. on the earth, but I can actually eliminate those with my technology. I can also eliminate cancer, autoimmune disease, and even gene silencing of aging. Now, what is the population going to do? For example, it had after the second, after the fall of the Soviet Union in the late 80s, the Poland, when it got free from the Soviet Union, decided they wanted to see if they could put in a program to extend people's lifespan by stopping smoking. And what they did is they went back and looked at actuarial tables and said, we can't afford that because if people live 4 years longer, we don't have the money to take care of a healthcare system where people live 4 years longer. Did you know that?
Yes, we discussed that once before.
Right. So what people understand is, I'm not talking about 4 years. I'm talking about what they call the elderly. And there's a movie about 25 years ago where they went to the special resort and all of a sudden these older people started becoming younger. Can you imagine your grandma going to a resort where all of a sudden she started taking Dr. Deagle's future technology? She has, let's say, a sonic life machine, lumen photons, specific peptides, and so on. And she starts taking these like an exosome to reverse the aging of her skin, her bones, and her heart, and so on. And all of a sudden they say, this is grandma, she looks like she's 10 years younger. Then you go back a month later, oh my God, are you still my grandma? You look like my mother. How can you look so much younger? That's what's going to happen. We're going to see what I call the elderly. Now, the appearance of the elderly is another end time prophecy that God gave. Now, the reason is, the repository of wisdom is in the people who've lived life. We, who have lived, let's say, more than 20, 30, 40 years beyond, let's say, the dawn of the computer and the internet and iPhone and so on, we have wisdom that the follow-up populations don't have. They're basically manipulated by social media, tech media, and things like Twitter and Facebook and everything. And they live in a kind of a fantasy world that's controlled by big tech and big governments, basically all luciferic. They don't live in the real world. They live in an artificial fantasy land that's created in their own head and their cybernetic big lords that control them, right?
Yep.
Now, eventually, they want to inject things into people like this lithium nanolace, which Dr. Lieber in Harvard was developing. He's also working on reverse engineering the sigmoid protein, and this enzyme this doctor is talking about trying to make an ability to block and kill the virus. When I got all these papers, God not only sent me the scientists to talk to Dr. Francis Boyle, he actually dictated to me how to build the EDUCAP by audibly talking to me, just like Moses was given the Pentateuch by God. You know, I got to say, in my patent, my name's on it, but it was actually invented by the creator of the universe, okay? You have to understand that. And he also told me, this is a solution for all diseases, all aging, not only in humans, but all animals, right down to single-cell life forms. In other words, this is the ultimate thing for life extension. Now, what do you do when a population lives longer? Well, they aren't necessarily going to reproduce over and over again. But you're going to have to start, you know, terraforming Mars and Titan and spreading across the galaxy to new worlds. You're going to see populations living much, much longer. You're going to see what we call space hotels. For example, maybe you decide to hop on a rocket system and you go to a space hotel for a week, and you're in near Earth orbit for, say, a week up in zero gravity. These things are going to be possible in your future. Or you're going to go to a resort, say, on the moon, or you go to see your cousins on Mars, at different gravitational things because they've adjusted to that gravity. People don't see this coming, and they don't realize that the limitations of human intelligence, which are limited by abnormal media trying to control your thought patterns. We don't want thought control by big tech media. We want open dialogue and so on. That's why I even ask people, I beg them to call in, but you notice I get very few callers. Most of them are kind of very, I can say, apoplectic, or they're kind of like a little afraid. Like, if you say things that you think you know something more than me, it's like throwing raw meat at a wild animal and I'm going to eat you alive. If you ask a reasonable question, like a child wanting to know from their daddy or mommy what's really going on, I'll treat you like a child and I'll give you help. But when people think they know better than Dr. Deagle, and they try to think that their opinion is better than my facts, that's like throwing raw meat to a wild animal. It's not a good thing to do. And you get the far side and the dark side of Deagle exposed. Because I can't tolerate them because it's killing our society. Our society's dying from a lack of wisdom. It's starting from a lack of dialogue or even asking better questions. If you just ask one question after another question after another question, eventually you reach the point where you reach the end of your wisdom and knowledge and you start to be exposed to the fact you don't really know anything. And without God's wisdom or ones that are more wise than you, feeding you manna of truth, you're going to die. For example, right now, if people believe the foolishness that they have to be vaccinated or society will die, well, you will die because you're going to be a super spreader, making more virus and spreading to other people. If you believe the vaccines are the only thing that's going to save us, when you develop autoimmune diseases or vasculopathy and it kills you, and you're there ready to get your arms and legs lopped off because you've got a vascular event, and you're dying with that 12-year-old girl you were with the other day on the videos there, you know, it was on Stu Peters. Then you have to understand, if you listen to Deagle, you live, and if you don't, you die. It's that freaking simple, and it's not because I'm an arrogant SOB, since God given me the talents to know and discern absolute truth and not opinion. Now, you can have an opinion about something, and I have opinions about things I don't know, and I can tell you what things are opinionated. Things can be opinionated. But there's other things that are facts that are not open to opinion. For example, the Bible. You know, you can actually go in and try to discern this or that thing and look at timelines and so on. That's why today I put up a clip there from one of my prophecy buddies, you know, Bill Salas. And I think he thinks that he understands all the various timelines in the Bible and the various... Look, we're already through halfway through the last 7 years of tribulation. The last half is what I call a prepper half, where people start to separate from society. They file proselytical actions, they start becoming a leaf or a local eternal anointed fellowship, I call it. You like that? Local eternal anointed fellowship?
Yep.
That's a leaf. And when you become a local eternal anointed fellowship, it means your neighbor two houses down and you are going to share food, water, and power so you don't starve to death. When society shuts down, there's no grocery stores. You're going to have, if you're in an area that's far enough north, you're going to stay warm enough, you're not going to freeze to death in the dark. You're going to be prepped enough now, you're going to have self-protection, so if a tank or armed personnel comes down to try to grab you, put you in civil detention, to bring you to an execution chamber where you'd be beheaded, those people in those tanks, we now give a knockdown, we use our knockdown drones to knock them down so they can't do it. And when they defecate and lose their control and barf their guts up and they can't get at you, then you just haul them off to the sheriff and get them arrested for violating your civil rights. We don't want to kill them. We want to make sure they get arrested and face the justice system. So what I want people to understand is that we need to have the transformation of society. We need to start. Separation occurs now. That's how the bride is going to be saved, by separating legal actions pro se, separate as a leaf, local eternal anointed fellowship. And that means the end of the globalist thing is to run away from it rather than run toward it.
Lindo, and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him that very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections.
Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Tools of the devil against himself, he's stymied. If, let's say, 10,000 people that heard me and said, you know what, I know Deagle's an asshole, and I'm going to accept that title. I am an intellectual asshole because I'm telling you stuff that you haven't done, but yet I keep on telling you. And think, well, why doesn't he give up? Why doesn't he stop telling us to do proselytizing actions? Well, file county court, legal superior court, federal court, international court of justice. File everywhere. If we had 10,000 lawsuits against George Soros and Bill Gates and all the big tech pharma companies to seize their assets and whatever, this stuff would be over in a weekend. It's not. Because people are waiting to file complaints or do, you know, have, you know, sit-ins or, you know, parades where they actually get all together and have signs up. That doesn't do a damn thing. Legal action does something. Prepping locally, for example. You can have signs in your local leaf, you know. Don't come in our leaf or we're going to get you. For example, I want systems so that we can blow the tracks off an armed personnel carrier if they come into your community. I want knockdown weapons that won't kill them, but knock them out so they defecate and lose control of their bowels and bladder and go unconscious. And I want systems so that no one can decide to think that they can come in and invade us, because we're not going to engage them. We're going to disengage their systems of being conscious. I want legal systems that will tie them up in such knots. They'll be stuck in court for years. And when you have to have fancy lawyers that cost a fortune, and we're filing just pro se litigant actions, they're screwed and tattooed. Because if I had 10,000 people filing in every state in the country on against school boards and against local or state government and federal government, they never get out of court. It would put an end to Congress, Senate, and the President doing all this foolish crap. They wouldn't be able to get out of it. And no amount of maneuvering could get out of it when you file so many suits. You can't even have the Supreme Court intervene and say, hey, well, you can't do all these suits. No, sorry, they're a lower court. So what I'm saying is the problem is people don't listen. Pro se litigant action is the very first and most important thing we need to do. The second thing we need to do is prep, and that means local prep. I call it LEAF, Local Eternal Anointed Fellowship. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe that we're literally the children of God created in His image, and you stop believing foolishness like reincarnation and so on, you don't believe we're down here to actually learn lessons and become, go from an embryonic person to a born person that's born again. Being born again means as an embryo or a fetus in the spiritual fatality, fetal state of living in the world, that you become birthed. Even though you're physically still alive here, you're birthed into the spiritual realm where you have higher intuitive knowledge about the nature of what we are and where we're going. We're not going individually, but we're going collectively. I like to think of it this way. Your ticket to go to heaven is a group ticket. You don't get to go there unless you take other people with you. In other words, when God gave me the calling to say, and when I said to him, I said, look, I love you so much, God, I will go back even in danger of having my name taken from the book of life. He says, when I send you back, you must rescue many others for you to be rescued into eternity. In other words, it's like if you want to go to a sporting event, somebody says, you know, We're not selling individual tickets. If we sell you tickets, they're group tickets, and you have to have like 90 people join you to go into the event, or 1,000. All right? That's what heaven is. And heaven on earth means you have to care about them enough, your local people, like your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, that you're going to rescue them as well as yourself by giving them food, water, whatever, so that your local and their anointed fellowship is going to make it through the disaster that's coming. Because it's coming. They're going to cut off food supplies. You're going to go, oh, my God, there's nothing on the shelves. But if you're smart, you have little gardens. You have, you know, four-storage canned foods, dehydrated foods, whatever. You're ready for at least a few months until you can start growing things and get a little garden. So what I want people to start understanding is if you start to follow these simple principles, you'll survive. Because it's going to get very ugly. It's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Now, I don't know how many people make good goat sounds, but I know a lot of people make what we call God's sheep sounds. Make a godly sound like, I believe in the Lord. Well, guess what? If you believe in the Lord, you leave him in protecting your neighbor from the armored personnel carrier coming down, grabbing their ass, putting them into civil detention camp, where if they don't agree, they'll behead them. Now, if you don't think they build all these civil detention camps on purpose to exterminate a lot of so-called conservatives and other people, and why they're not even vaccinating, for example, all the people coming from Haiti and other countries, they want them to be the replacement population for us when they kill us. That's why they're not even vaccinating them, because they don't want to ruin their health. Oh, no, they want those slaves to be alive for the future replacement of us in civilization, right? That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Now, so you have to face music, okay? Stop thinking, well, that's just your opinion, Dr. Deal. It's not my friggin' opinion, okay? And that's why I asked people, I begged them, you know, even in this show, I've had nobody call me. We have a few minutes left, 877-317-6432, or if you're too gutless to do it during the show, email me afterward. Now, I have one guy keeps calling me and wanting to, well, that's not enough. Listen to my show, people. Stop. If you don't do the basic stuff, I'm telling you, why you keep on asking me questions of how do I solve your individual problem when you haven't got a pro se litigant course, you haven't followed through them, you haven't started prepping with your local neighbors, you don't have food, 2 months of food, water, and preparation and power backup, what do you think is going to happen? If tomorrow the grocery store is closed and they got to hold your banking so that you can't sell anything more than $600 and they devalue the currency, what do you think is going to happen? Hello, starvation. Hello, stomach hitting your backbone. Now, a lot of people say, I didn't like your opinion. I say, you know what? You have to stop thinking it's an opinion. What I say, take it to the friggin' bank, okay? I'm not doing this to speculate. We're in the tribulation now, and we're in the last 3.5 years, I believe, before things really get nasty at the very end, where the devil's finally doing his final things. And we're going to have to survive because we're going to start separating from society. We'll have our own financial system, like cracking and cryptocurrency, we're in bartering. We'll have our own food supply. We'll have our own little local survivor groups of people getting ready to take care of any police or military that want to come and bother us. Especially with our armed population, we're not like Australia. You come to my little community here, my 8-home gated community, we're armed to the teeth, man. You're not going to make it. If you're coming here thinking, well, I'm going to take Deagle and his family away, at the end of my road, even have a DA and a major attorney, and they're armed to the teeth, too. And 2 airline pilots, okay? And they're not exactly Mr. Passive. So what I want people to realize is stop thinking that's just Deagle's opinion and take it to the bank that we're in tribulation now and you're not going to get raptured. That's not all BS. You're not going to get reincarnated into a different being, so your survival gets really bad. This is the big show. And you face that music, you start saying, oh, well, I want my children to survive. I want America to survive. I want the human race to survive. And I want it to be a gloriously longer life human race. Lives in a safe earth that doesn't have toxic politics, toxic, we call real lies going on religion. I want a system basically that accepts the fact of autonomy and spirituality, and that's why I believe the real lies will go away, because people have revelation. People have revelation of God, not religion. Religion needs to die, like the healthcare system needs to die, the political system needs to die. The banking system we have needs to die. We need to not charge people interest. We need a banking system where you get increase in the bounty of an investment, and part of that bounty goes back to the investor that created the money in the first place. You don't charge interest, you charge increase, what I call the bountiness. In other words, if you increase the value of something by X amount, a percentage of that goes back to the person that supplied the bounty to allow the, the investment to do that in the first place. Don't charge interest on people. If they don't succeed, there's nothing there to succeed with or chop up, and you can't make people go into debt up to their eyeballs or nations go into debt and devise an actual currency. It's just logical, isn't it?
Yes.
So I want people to stop thinking they can overthink the problem. I've already thought through. That's why people like me are called witnesses. You're a witness to understand the nature of the fact we don't have real witness defense against incoming nuclear missiles. And we haven't gotten through to Donald Trump. We tried for 5 years to get through to him, and he came back with a stupid letter in April, August of 2019. And I prophesied it a month beforehand. It was going to arrive at a specific date. Remember that date? I said, did you receive a letter to John W.? And he said, yeah, I did. I said, I bet it's got Donald's signature on it, which looks like an EKG. He said, yeah, I did. I said, is he admitting anything about the fact we don't have a missile event? No. That means it was written by a functionary. It's never come through with Trump, and Trump is surrounded by globalists who don't give a shit. Like this one, Walt, her husband, and a woman who are directly involved, that are basically deep state involved right around Trump. You know, he's got a bunch of deep state monsters that are actually controlling him. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Just like the head of the RNC is actually another deep state guy. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the facts, Jack, people. If you disagree with me, don't. If you have an opinion, stop it. If you're starting to prepare and you want help, follow my rules. Pro se first, prep second, pray, and that leaf or local eternal anointed fellowship. Get ready now for disaster because the bride has to withdraw from the system of the world. Otherwise, you won't make it. You're not going to confront the devil and win. You're going to be able to block him with pro se. But ultimately, you have to separate from the world to survive. If you don't separate, bye-bye. And actually, maybe you should say, make a buying sound, you know, like a sheep is about to be slaughtered. Ba-ba. Don't do it, people. Wake up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else support? Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.